At the corner of Redondo and West Boulevards in Inglewood, Truco's Justice Center is painted with happy kids holding posters promoting justice, peace, and preparation for college, not prison. Truco's led a presentation to local officials about the need for safety in schools. Tanisha Dennard was born and raised in South Central Los Angeles. She graduated from Truco School and is now an organizer there.
In my experience working here and being in school here, it's a big difference between how it is in regular public LAUSD schools. I mean, the class sizes are really smaller, and then you learn more things that are inherent to, like, your life or whatever. Like, the history that we learn is, like, street universities.
Today's event is a part of National Week of Action on School Pushout. Its goal is to teach young people about their human rights and reduce the number of kids going to prison. They are also promoting a campaign to gain 1% of law enforcement's budget to build more educational centers like Truco's. More than 90 students from ages 16 to 24 are enrolled in Truco's program. Each student is provided a free bus pass, cooked lunch, and a daycare room for those who have kids. Most of the students involved with the Youth Justice Center have spent time at either juvenile hall, probation camp, county jail, or even state prison. English teacher Dipti Baranwal explains what led to the school push-out campaign.
I think it has to do with years of neglect of these communities, years of under-resourcing, lack of jobs, over-policing of communities. That's why we end up with schools where huge numbers of students have been pushed out and have no place to go, so they come to a school like ours.
Truco's Justice Center makes street art a vital part of its program. The two-story building is decorated with graffiti of cartoon characters and political figures. There's even a space called the Graph Lab, where students can perfect their artistic flair. Avelino Valencia was there to represent Assemblyman Stephen Bradford of the 62nd District. He thinks there are enough resources in the area.
Obviously that there is help, you know, it's just a matter of bridging the gap of the help that's out there and the people that need it.
The YJC is a part of the national campaign called Dignity in Schools, which is devoted to promoting healthier education environments. Stephanie Monty, Annenberg Radio News.